Welcome back to Radio Intifada, Professor Richard Falk, special UN rapporteur on human rights in the occupied Palestinian territories. It's always such an honor to speak with you, Richard.
Thank you, Shirna. I'm very happy to speak with you as well.
You've been very outspoken about the abysmal record of the international community and the UN with regard to ending the blockade of Gaza and to holding those accused of war crimes accountable. How do you feel that pressure can be brought to bear to implement the recommendations of the Goldstone Report, for one thing?
I think we have to recognize as a starting point that polite diplomacy just doesn't get us anywhere with respect to the protection of the rights of the Palestinians living under occupation, particularly in Gaza. Nor does violence get us anywhere. And so the emphasis that I've been encouraging is to support the campaign, the nonviolent but coercive campaign for, on behalf of boycott, divestment, and sanctions. The sanctions part depends on public pressure on national governments to begin to implement the kinds of restrictive trade and investment policies that were quite effective in the 1980s in relation to the apartheid regime in South Africa.
So it's I believe what you're suggesting is the boycott and divestment part of it are things that people at the various levels in civil society can undertake, but that the sanctions part of it requires the action of governments.
Yes, exactly. And as far as the implementation of the recommendations of the Goldstone Report are concerned, again, I don't think we should expect too much from the UN system, unfortunately. And what I think will be important is for civil society initiatives to try symbolically, at least, to implement the recommendations, to encourage reliance on the universal jurisdictional authority of national courts to prosecute those individuals who are accused of war crimes and enter territory. This means that one of the things that could be important would be the establishment of citizens' tribunals that attempted at least to show what the international system should have been doing given the clarity of the conclusions reached by the Goldstone Report and a number of other trusted international inquiries, such as those carried on by Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch. Mm.
So it's something akin to the Bertrand Russell tribunals of years back.
Yes, I think in light of this overall situation, that kind of initiative is one thing that citizens can do in addition to supporting the BDS campaign. And there is an initiative organized by the Bertrand Russell Foundation that's located in Brussels, Belgium, that plans to organize such a tribunal. And I think this has both educational value. It does document what has been happening and what should be happening. And I think it sends this message that civil society has to fill part of the moral vacuum created by the failure of the UN and its main members to uphold the rights of peoples living under conditions of hardship and suffering. Hmm.
Well, let me ask you one last question in terms of the issue of economic sanctions. Although this requires citizens to organize to bring pressure to bear on their governments, is it even feasible that the EU would consider economic sanctions, let alone any other Western countries?
It's not so obvious that they would at the moment, though there have been a lot of individual undertakings that surprisingly have led to contracts being terminated or not renewed, or shipments of cargo not being loaded or unloaded. In other words, there are a great variety of things, including cultural boycotts and academic boycotts, that symbolically are quite significant. And I think part of a very hostile, strong reaction by Israel to the Goldstone Report was their anxiety about losing the legitimacy war in the way the apartheid regime in South Africa lost it in the late 1980s.
Well, and I think what we've seen comments from Israel indicates that many of these actions are beginning to be have an effect, because we see many, many statements expressing these concerns, and Israelis have also, in the military and in the administration, have been advised not to travel outside of the country. So yes, civil society is beginning to, I think the actions of civil society is beginning to bring about some results. This seems like a call to action, Richard. Thank you so much for all the work that you do and for taking such a clear position on how ordinary citizens might be able to push their governments to exert some political will. Thank you so much, Professor Richard Fox, UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights in the Occupied Palestinian Territory.